This small boat chugging up the Mekong River in Cambodia represents one of the last hopes for saving the endangered Mekong Irrawaddy dolphin. The boat is carrying so-called volunteers to the isolated fishing village of Sambor in northern Cambodia, which is close to an important breeding ground for some of the last remaining Mekong freshwater dolphins. The foreign tourists will live and work in the impoverished village on the banks of the river in an effort to help protect the dolphins' natural habitat, while at the same time helping to improve the lives of some of the world's poorest people. Or Chene is executive director of the Cambodia Rural Development Team in Krachi, Cambodia.
We are developing agriculture in the area, improving the healthcare system, and digging wells and toilets. But most importantly, we are trying to save the dolphins by providing local fishermen with an alternative way to earn a living through tourism.
Tourists pay about $60 for their three-day stay in the village, most of which goes directly into the pockets of local people. In a country where almost half the people earn about a dollar a day, villagers here can earn $3 per tourist per night for sleepovers, plus $2 for every meal. In return for earning an income from tourism, the villagers work to conserve the Irrawaddy dolphins' natural habitat. They have constructed fish farms in the village to help conserve the dolphins' dwindling food supply. Fishing with nets and explosives in the river has been banned, while at the same time villagers are being encouraged to view the dolphins as an important natural asset that can help attract growing numbers of tourists. In the past, people cared little for the mammals, says local historian Sok Sim.
In the early 1970s, there was a lot of bombing in this area, and many dolphins were killed. Others died later at the hands of the local people, who considered them to be useless fish because they couldn't eat them. They just shot them for fun.
While staying in the village, the tourists helped to develop the local economy by working on development projects such as digging toilets or planting rice to help alleviate the villagers' over-reliance on fishing.
Fish, prawn, fly.
When the sun gets too hot for outdoor work, tourists can teach the local children some words of English. Local people say they are delighted with the scheme. Sray Byrne is the president of the local development committee.
There are a lot of benefits to having foreigners stay in our village. In the first place, we can learn a lot from them. They give us new ideas, and we learn about their culture. The extra money helps a lot, but for me, it's not the most important thing.
Grace Burns is a tourist from Melbourne, Australia. She says the experience is invaluable for everyone.
It's a really great experience and something that you don't get to do every day. You can see that any type of help that you offer is really appreciated, and it's something that I definitely recommend for anyone who wants to come over to Cambodia.
Despite an initial spike in dolphin numbers reported in the months after the scheme was introduced, it remains unclear whether it will have any lasting impact in saving the remaining dolphins. Scientists say a deadly new mysterious disease may be killing off the dolphins' babies, which is threatening to undo much of the project's good work. There are real fears that the disease, which some blame on chemicals from gold mining in the area, could soon wipe out the species completely. But whether the dolphins can be saved or not, the conservation project is at least helping to improve the lives of some of the world's poorest people, while at the same time offering tourists and local people a glimpse at a completely different way of life. Rory Byrne for VOA News, Krachi, Cambodia.